You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Another amazing Cooligans episode has begun.
Oh man, I just hit my wedding ring, just hit the table a little too hard there.
Yo, you trying to bend it or something?
Bend what, the table or the ring?
How could you bend a glass table, dog? Yeah, that's right, we have a glass table because our producers do
That's Levitar. This is in the Miami studio.
They are from Miami. This is a Miami network.
Who cares? Hello, everybody. Welcome.
It's the Cooligans,
no,
buddy.
Yes, who cares?
What is good? Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
We out here being extra Latino today.
Bro, don't you feel so much more Caribeño right now?
Even though Alexis is wearing a Croatian kit.
Bro, people who don't know it's a Croatian kit just think I'm wearing a tablecloth.
An Italian restaurant.
Right? Don't I look like I'm like, when the moon hits your eye?
I'm trying to picnic on you, dog.
Damn. Yo, turn these cameras off.
That's after the show. Yeah.
I'm just laying on this glass table covered in sushi. A little bit of sushi.
That's exactly what everyone wants to witness.
Yeah. This show.
Right now, someone, I don't know who, a real freak out there went, damn.
This show speaks to me.
Yo, shouts to all the freaks out there.
Yep, that's the button he meant to hit, I'm sure of it.
100%. I figured a screech would be funnier than freaks out there.
So you know what? This is fitting because we'll get to the freaks at the end of the show because we got a topic that's going to be very, very relevant to you. But I say it's extra Latino because we are on the eve of Hispanic Heritage Month,
which everyone knows is the only month, Heritage Month, that begins in the middle of a month and extends to the other middle of the month because Latinos show up late. And we stay late, bro. All right? You tell Latino, yo, you need to show up at 7. We showing up at 9. And when you still going like, so I got to get to bed, we're like, okay, but no, but I got a song going on.
That's why I got the aguardiente right now. Yeah. I'm about to bring it to you.
Hey, go to bed. We're just going to be dancing in your living room.
The cults are right there. You know where to sleep.
Yeah. Hey, this is your house. You know where the bedroom is. You go downstairs.
You don't need me to tell you where.
Me, your mother, and your wife are just dancing down here. Go to bed.
But we have, Caribbean soccer is thriving because obviously we're going to be talking about the U.S., Kevin Paredes getting his first cap.
Bro.
All right. República Dominicana.
What song played in your head when you saw him come out on the pitch?
Oh, yeah. Well, I tweeted this out. This was the original from Toño Rosario. Dominicano soy. Right?
You heard it.
It speaks to me. But
you were like, Helene, turn that down. And she's like, there's no song. And you're like, that's just my soul right now.
I tweeted out the Romeo Santos version that he did at a live concert. And I'm just like, which is also very beautiful.
Nico sent me a text. He's like, yo, I didn't know Romeo Santos was from New York.
Damn, bro.
I'm like, bro, where you think he's from, bro?
Yeah. I mean, there's a...
Just because he doesn't understand English don't mean that.
He speaks English perfectly. Nico, maybe, yeah.
Nico has a heavier accent than Romeo.
Than Romeo Santos. But there's I think somebody did a TikTok of like famous Caribbean like salsa and merengue artists and stuff like that are actually from New York or New Jersey. And there's a lot.
Right.
It's just a lot of the famous salsa artists and merengue, like bachata and everybody.
Yeah.
They all come from.
They came from here.
They came from here.
Right. Let me give you. I don't know if this is a hot take. I want to hear how you think. We're going to move on to a different
subject. Well, I was going to say, I got one of those for you guys if you want reggaeton.
What you mean, one
from-
of those?
Best be careful.
Yo, yo.
On the eve of Hispanic Heritage Month.
On the night. I don't know if I'm using that correctly.
Bro, I met one of the reggaeton artists from Surprising American City. Nicky Jam, bro. Is from
Nicky
Boston.
Nicky Jam. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's from Boston.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Nicky Jam, bro, is an American. Okay. He don't sound it.
Well, I mean, Puerto Ricans are Americans.
You know what I mean. He's like a mainland
bro,
American.
Puerto Ricans are Americans. How dare you?
What you mean, you people?
Bro.
So, okay.
How about this hot take? Nico says that Mark Anthony.
Nico Cantor, for anybody
Nico Cantor.
Not, yeah, it's not just some yes, your homie Nico from the block.
The security guard downstairs said this. No, Nico Cantor. Shouts to Nico Cantor.
Uh-huh.
He said that Mark Anthony is more iconic to Miami than to New York.
I mean, I'm not from Miami, so this is a tough. It's tough
but
to
you
judge.
Are from New York.
I am from New York. This is a tough. I mean, I get. Where's he from? Bronx? Where's
I
he from?
Think he's born and raised in New York.
I gotta look it up now.
Yeah, or he might be Jersey also. Maybe he lived in New Jersey.
You know, that's where you go if you got money, if you're from uptown. All the ASAP people live in Jersey now.
Oh, yeah, he was born in New York.
In New York. Why, yeah, what is his connection to Miami?
I mean, salsa's big in a lot of places, so I get it, but.
Come on. He says, like, Miami claims Mark Anthony, not New York.
I can't see any connection to Miami.
There's none, bro. It's just Miami people.
Jeez.
Yeah, you know.
I did hit the wrong one that time.
Okay.
He's from New York.
Before the show completely devolves into
Latino.
Straight up just Latino.
We gotta have him on the show to yell at him for being from Miami.
Sure. I thought you were talking about Mark Anthony.
Yeah,
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, we got Mark Anthony.
I will not yell at Mark Anthony.
First of all, how'd you fumble J-Lo, bro? Question number one.
I mean,
imagine we had Mark Anthony and PK on at the same time, bro.
Okay, see, now we're thinking.
An electric collab.
All right, Let's start with Jaden Sancho.
Booty fumblers, bro.
Okay, well, it sounds like a new hit Pornhub series.
Yo, shout out my freaks out there, bro.
This episode is certainly for the freaks today, bro.
Jaden Sancho.
First light people are listening right now going, how are they going to transition?
Jaden Sancho is in the news. The news just broke earlier today. He is going to be left off the first team. He's going to be training on his own. He's going to this is from TNT Sports. It says, breaking news, Manchester United announced that Jaden Sancho will remain on a personal training program with 2 M's, so you know it's serious,
bro.
Bro,
damn. He's on a program, bro.
That's when you know it's serious. He says, away from the first team group, pending resolution of squad discipline issue. And the squad discipline issue must be related to the Instagram post and tweet of basically him defending himself because he was left off the roster from the last game. I don't remember who they played.
Yeah. Was he the one or was it DeMar Gray who
Arsenal?
Posted? No, was it him or DeMar Gray that posted, like, it's hard, blah, 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 when you're not treated with respect?
That was DeMar Gray. And then, okay. And he was immediately, clearly his agent was like, yo, post something to get Everton to get this move done.
And make sure the fit is nice when you post.
I was going to say, I think all this started because Ten Hag called him out publicly in the media saying Sancho isn't in the team, he's not playing because he doesn't train hard enough.
So he said, don't believe everything
exactly.
You hear. Oh,
exactly.
That's what it
he's
was.
Rigged, but going against what the manager said publicly, and he's
imagine he just wrote cap. Oh, damn. Ten Hag is like, what do you mean this means lie?
So
it means hat.
So somebody is, I don't know, it's not even about who's lying or who's not lying. It's just look, Eric Ten Hag clearly has a problem with Jaden Sancho. Is not putting him on the team sheet for a lot of these matches. He's not getting even last year. Jaden Sancho has not really been getting a long run of games to really find a place on this team. And I guess it just came to a point where he felt like he had to say something and defend himself.
Because how old do you think Jadon Sancho is?
Jadon Sancho's very young. Is he 23?
I think he's 20. Right. Oh, it's 23.
Yeah. 23.
Yeah.
He's like, don't you feel like we've been talking about him for 15 years?
Yeah, yeah. he was at Dortmund for a hot minute.
He was probably, I don't want to say he's the first because I know other people have done it, but I think he was the first high-profile English player to be like, peace, I'm going out of England to prove to y'all, y'all got this wrong. It hasn't worked out since he came back in 2021 is when he was transferred to Manchester United. It hasn't been a good run. 2021 is two and a half years at this point.
He came during Rangnick, right?
No, he was before Ralph Rangnick.
No, it was either Ole.
He was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, right? Because Ole played him on the left when at Dortmund he was flourishing on the right. Mm. And there was no other place to play him, so they played him on the left. And it clearly wasn't going well. And it hasn't gone well. If you look at his career stats, he has 137 games played for Borussia Dortmund. That's from 2017 to 2021. He scored 50 goals.
It's pretty good for... Did he play as a midfielder or as a winger?
Yeah, he's a winger midfielder.
Yeah, cuts in. More as a winger than as a number 10.
Yeah, I bet you if really we should be looking at assists. But in 82 games for Manchester United, 82 matches, he scored 12.
Yeah, not great.
Like,
I would say, you know, too, look at the number of minutes he's played, because most of those have been substitute appearances. Yeah, like, he's not getting the type of run out that he was getting. I mean, you don't need to actually look it up.
I don't want
to...
I'm cool with him.
Let me just, for context, okay? 82 games, 12 goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider Nicolas Pepe for a lot of you, would you consider him a flop? I think most people would.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt.
At Arsenal, he played 127 games. And he scored 112 games. He scored 27 goals.
Yeah.
Jadon Sancho is 12 and 82.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's less matches. That's to give you an idea, both roughly around the same price. I know it's not exact, but both roughly the same price. What do we look at a flop? Sancho, we're looking at maybe because he's a lot younger. We're like, you're misusing him. He's got so much more potential. And I do believe that. I do believe he has so much more potential. But this Manchester United is starting to seem to me a little bit like, depending on who you are, this could be a bit of I don't want to call it a black hole for
it
players.
I would call it a black hole.
Yeah. I mean,
is Manchester United the new Chelsea?
Oh, no.
No, let me ask you a question, though, genuinely. Who is the last player that transferred to United and, like, genuinely improved? Because I feel like they've had a lot of high-profile signings that have ended up, you know, not improved, working out that well.
That's a great question.
I guess it's not improvement necessarily, but I thought Lukaku did all right. For the level of criticism that he was getting was not, I think fair or accurate to what he was actually delivering. He was getting a fair amount of goals, doing pretty well, but he wasn't, you know, Ronaldo. He wasn't like delivering like Harry Kane. Consistency.
I'll go on record as saying it might be almost impossible to be the nine at Manchester United.
Okay.
The amount of pressure hoisted on you by those fans to both be consistent, play your heart out, leave it all on the pitch, never make a mistake, because we've seen, especially with a certain player on their back line, you make a simple mistake or consistently make a bunch of mistakes.
Consistently and make simple mistakes.
Yeah, 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 and your mom come out and try to argue with the fans about the way they treat you. It's clear that every little mistake. Look at the way Scott McTominay is balling right now for Scotland. Top of their group. I believe he has the most goals
tied
for the most goals in Euro qualifying. His kid's a beast, and he's not even playing as a defensive midfielder. He's playing as a bit more of an advancer. Certainly he's springing the attack a bit more. He's being used in a way Manchester United has never used him. And now people are saying, like, wait a minute. Are we the problem? Because he seems to be. He ain't even getting on the pitch and he's balling for his home country.
Are we the baddies?
Yes. Oh, no. I'm starting to think when it comes to Jadon Sancho, bro, do whatever you got to do. Unfortunately, if you did this a month earlier, you would have gotten a chance to be transferred. Now you can't until January. But
yeah.
Do whatever you got to do to get off this team, because this team is holding you back.
So it's interesting. What's the, let's do that reality check. Is Sancho really good, or is Erik ten Hag like rating him correctly? Like, are we putting too much stock in Jadon Sancho? Because he did come from Dortmund. He didn't like light it up at Dortmund. He was a good player.
He lit it up.
I don't know.
I saw a tweet earlier today that was from the official Champions League account after Dortmund played PSG, and it was a legitimate question: which player would you rather have for the future, Kylian Mbappe or Jadon Sancho? Like, that was the level this dude was at.
Yeah.
When he was playing in Germany, like top 5 future players in the world.
His last year at Borussia Dortmund, he had 26 matches played, 8 goals, 11 assists.
Okay.
He was a kid.
Yeah.
A kid.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not saying he's trash or anything.
The year before that, he had 17 goals, 2019, 2020, 17 goals, 16 assists.
That's a solid, yeah.
The year before that, how old was he in 2018? If he's 23 now, he was 18.
He was 18.
18 years old. He had 34 games played, 12 goals, 14 assists.
Yeah.
So it's Manchester United.
Yeah.
We got it.
And Gilter.
We got him, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hear you.
The matter has been settled.
Sorted, as y'all like to say out there. This is, I feel bad for Manchester United fans because they haven't gotten to see the best of Jadon Sancho.
Yeah.
And this isn't their fault either. Manchester United fans, I don't think, hold as much fault here as maybe they do with a Maguire. You know what I mean? Where it's a little bit, you kind of have made, you've gone too far.
Paul Pogba? Paul Pogba was another 100%
Paul Pogba. Although a lot of the fans did back him. The media attacked Paul Pogba more. Jane Sancho, his ops are the coaches. It's not the fans. Manchester United fans have done nothing wrong that I've seen of Jane Sancho. I remember Flex defending this guy. We haven't put him in the right position. We haven't given him a chance to ball. I don't think Manchester United as a whole, as like the median for Manchester United fans, are not at fault. It's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, it's Ralf Rangnick, and it's Erik ten Hag. Maybe there's something we're not seeing, the way he trains. Maybe he's lazy. I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
But I mean, but for him to come out and post that Instagram post, basically saying like that he trains hard and basically going against everything Erik ten Hag said, it's going to put you in a bad position with your employer. When you're telling you
after you do that, you also can't do anything crazy like go to New York City.
Well, he deleted the post because I believe they asked him to do that. And then he We get this photo of him in New York City.
With Eric Wan-Bissaka.
Uh-huh. He went to John Wall.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Eric Wan-Bissaka.
I heard Aaron for some reason. Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I did say Eric in my head.
He went to John Wall's birthday party in New York. And
who knew John Wall was still popping like that?
John Wall, everybody loves John Wall. Yeah. He's one of the streets we'll never forget.
Yeah, he is a streets we'll never forget.
Okay. So, I mean, he's allowed to do this. This is during their time off.
Yes, but, and first of all, Aaron Wan-Bissaka has, I just want to rate the fit. I just looked down.
We interrupt this Cooligans episode to rate the fit.
I think he's wearing Louis Vuitton runners.
Is that what those are?
No, those are Asics. Yo, shouts to Mike. No, those might be Balenciagas. He's wearing runners. Let's start there.
Okay.
He's wearing runners. The jeans, the pants are a little too tight. but he's wearing runners. It's 2023, my guy. Too much ice.
My pants are the exact same tightness. I don't know why.
Well, then maybe. Yo, your pants are also too tight, bro.
Let's see. Let's get an ISO on the pants.
Nah, dog. We off that by like 12 months now, bro. But too much ice.
Too much?
Yeah, too much ice.
Man, bro, you sound damn broke right now.
Nah, no, broke boys only, dog. Now, you know what it is? It's like, it's a little too much like they don't know who I am, but they'll know because of the ice, I'm a big deal.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
That's the point of ice. That's the point of ice.
Nah, it's too much water, dog. You flood the streets. Eric Wan-Bissaka looks like...
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka is looking at his, like... Yeah, I don't think I should be in this photo. That's the look on his face. Like, yo, maybe I should pose for a picture right now. You're not allowed to do this. But
yeah. So it
sends the wrong message. Like, used, I'm having a good time, even though I'm not getting playing time.
It's used as ammo. Material as why he's not totally dedicated. You should be training when you are off, not getting any minutes with your club and not called to your national team.
You should be trying to score goals and assists. On your days off.
Why are you playing EAFC training? Yeah. All right now. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing this.
Shouts to Aaron Wan-Bissaka. He's now you Dominican as well.
So look, I think it just highlights that Manchester United are in the mud, bro. It is the
Manchester United, bro.
Everything going on with their player. Obviously, they got criminal players that are facing allegations.
Bro.
They have players' moms defending them.
This is this This is one of those like, Mom, you're not helping. Okay. This is this situation.
Of all, we got, you know, they saw Luis Rubiales' mom and she was like, all right, what English food am I going to have to starve myself from to help protect my son, Harry Maguire?
Or if you really want to make a statement, you want to show people you're serious, you eat English food until
until
they stop disrespecting your son.
Until they're kinder to Harry, okay? Harry?
Let me tell you something. I mean, we're Latinos, right? Our moms can be overbearing, can be highly over-involved in our lives.
Yeah.
What would you have had to do for your mother to come out and make a statement of support?
There's no way a Latino mom is ever getting this involved. She
has no chance.
She would be like, if she sees something public like about you, she'd be like, what'd you do? What everybody's saying, they're right.
Yeah. First question my mother would have in Spanish, she would say, why are you embarrassing me? That would be the statement my mother would give. I apologize for my son. I did not raise him this way.
That's the approach. Because look, Fabrizio Romano had tweeted out some of the quotes from his mom, and it's she means well, but it's gonna you get back in the locker room and everybody's gonna be like, you know, Harry, your mom get involved, like what's going on? But some of the quotes it starts there as a mom, seeing the level of negative and abusive comments in which is receiving from some fans, pundits, and the media is disgraceful and totally unacceptable to any walk of life, never mind someone who works his socks off for club and country. Which we know, that Harry Maguire works hard and is trying very hard.
We know he's trying.
Yeah.
That's not the problem.
This is...
Effort has never been the issue.
She also goes on, she says, Harry has a massive heart and it's a good job and he's mentally strong and can handle it as others may not be able to. This is, I understand, we know he's a good lad.
Yeah.
We know, but it's like he's... The scrutiny that you are under where you are a Premier League footballer and captain the England national team is going to be very, very difficult.
When I was a kid, there was a term for someone who just couldn't help themselves from making mistakes. Butterfingers at the wrong time. Tripping in front of the girl they like. Stuff like that. It was a term that I hate to say fits Harry Maguire's face too well.
Okay.
And it's dingus. You know what I mean?
Wow. You brought that one back.
I was a kid, bro. If you were just a general kind of klutz at the wrong time.
Doofus.
You know what I'm talking about? Is like a consistent thing, but just like right when the chips are down and we need you the most.
Yeah.
You, for some reason, why are both your shoes tied together? You know what I mean?
It's LeBron pointing at J.R. Smith.
Yeah. It's 100% what it is.
We know you're good, but why now?
You did it for 99% of the time, but we needed you here. That's a dingus.
Yeah, he gave up the own goal against Scotland. England end up winning the game, but he subs into this game and gives up an own goal.
Did you
not
see
good.
Them ask Steve Clarke, the manager / head coach of Scotland, hey, what would you say about Harry Maguire, who a lot of people are saying is the best player for Scotland on the pitch since he scored the goal? Would you want Harry Maguire to play for Scotland? He goes, no. Gut wrenching, bro.
Man, even Scotland.
Could you think about it, man? Could you
take a moment to ponder?
Could you
think about his feelings?
Contemplate. Could you wait until I finish the word contemplate at least to answer, bro?
So I feel bad for him. But look, a lot of people basically saying, and then the Southgate also defending him and basically saying like, I you know, confident in his play and he's a good player and he works hard.
Southgate shouldn't have put him in.
And that's the problem. It's like a lot of people are saying like, for his own good.
Yeah, stop trying to defend him.
Stop trying to defend him.
But putting him out there.
Yeah,
bro.
Like just let him figure it out. I mean, he has to deliver, get good performances, and people giving him an opportunity like, no, we trust you. We trust you. We're going to give you you've done well in the past, so we're going to give you an opportunity. It's like, yo, you're making it harder for him a little bit. It's he's not getting out of the rut.
This is like handing a rambunctious child a knife to just prove They're not going to hurt themselves or anybody. Right. And this is how you got a knife stuck in your thigh, guy, because you gave it to a child.
We gave you...
You don't have to prove...
Yo, yeah.
This, you know, every time.
He needs a break, I think.
Yeah, so. Just let the guy breathe a little bit, man. You should have gotten that move to West Ham, dog.
Yeah, man, it's a bummer.
You should have went for free, dog.
Okay, the U.S. played against Oman. This was their second friendly. U.S. already qualified for the World Cup. You know how we do.
Once again,
so, they went 4-0. And
who cares about the score?
Takeaways from the game.
No, who over the two games, and even more impressive knowing Mexico drew against Uzbekistan. but the win against Uzbekistan and the win against Oman, who impressed you the most? Because I got to be honest, I think McKennie impressed me a lot. Mm. He's sort of taken on this new like leadership role. He's a lot more confident in his ability to switch inside.
The switches, bro.
Oh my God.
Back and forth.
Woo.
My man put it down, flipped it, and reversed it.
Damn. Is your feminine in that, man?
My man did it all.
Damn.
It was great to see you.
Whatever. Why do we do this? Why don't we do this? It's hard to say because I already expected a lot from him, but I do think he took another step. But I wouldn't say he impressed me the most.
Oh, I know who impressed me the most.
He didn't jump. The most. Who jumped the most for you?
For me, my genuine answer is Ricardo Pepi. I think he truly impressed me the most. Very limited minutes. I thought every single pass was great. Every single decision was made was great. Touches and then scoring in both of the games. Not especially the second.
Great finish in that
second goal. I mean, you know, I don't know that goalkeeper that looked like Robert Townsend from Meteor Man. But he, I don't know what the hell was going on with that Brendan Aaronson goal. I've
never seen a worse free kick scored.
It was a terrible free kick and terrible goalkeeping.
I watched that thing and like, yo, how much money did Omar have on the over, bro?
Look, I'm not. It felt like for the one of the. I'm genuinely like in awe of most athletes. I'm like, wow, I could never do that. But watching him set up the wall, between the pipes, and I was like, bro, I know I can do better than that. That was crazy.
I think even me in my size, I'm like, no, the level of excellence that these international players reach. I watched that and I'm like, I think I could get 5 minutes on Omar. I think I could do a tight five. I'd die at the end of it, by the way. 100%. There's an in memoriam at the end of the show. Okay. 100%.
Get the video team ready. 100%. Get all the Alexis's highlights.
Start taking the saturation all the way to black and white.
Right.
In my photo.
Make sure you get the highlight of Alexis saying Eric Wan-Bissaka. That's an important
twice
part.
On one shot.
That's a crucial part.
Spend all your time winning. Playing in the background.
We all remember that beautiful moment. Classic.
You can just show the 5-5 brand. 100% die at the end of it.
yeah, very terrible from the Oman goalkeeper. So
but, okay, so that's your rational choice. Who's your irrational choice?
Kevin Paredes out here. Hispanic Heritage Month. From DC United product in Wolfsburg.
We've interviewed him.
We hung out with him in Germany, bro.
We went out to Deutschland to say, yo, it's good.
we go out to Germany. We're like, yo, where the Latino homies at?
Bro, where's all six of you, dude?
Okay, we out here to connect.
Yeah.
And, but I thought he caused an own goal from, breaking away from his the defender, getting by him.
He did look good. He looked good in the moments. I would not consider him having taken that big jump, but it's nice to see that he feels at home on the national team.
Totally.
Because I do think he kind of belongs there. I don't know if he's a starter just yet, but he's causing some questions as to who's going to be a backup, or at least he gets on the squad. That I like.
Yeah.
To me, who took the biggest step forward? I said on the morning show, Pepi as well. I think Pepi did an incredible job. I think he showed like, yo, I'm that guy. And here's the thing. All the buzz... And I'm partly to blame for that. All the buzz,
the mainstream media.
Gotcha media.
I can't believe you're on this program, bro. You're everything we're against.
Bro, I went from hating the man to getting paid by the man. And I love the man. I want you to know that. Shouts to CBS, couch hole there. Champions League coverage on Paramount Plus.
September 19th.
Champions League Network. also available on Pluto. And by the way, shouts to everyone who's watching this show right now on
Roku. Yeah, Roku. We're on Samsung TVs. We're on Roku. So shout out to DraftKings Network, getting everywhere, bro.
Turn around, we're standing behind you, bro. We're everywhere, bro.
We're gonna be like U2 and be installed on your iPhone, bro.
You don't even know right now. Every time they plug their phone in their cars, here's Bono singing. Don't know how to get it off. What I was going to say is all the buzz that Balogun got, and deserved. I think Balogun is your starter. He's your number one, number nine, okay? But Pepe hung up on the boss, dude. He hung up on Bon Jovi. Who's the boss? It's not Bon Jovi. What's his name?
Bruce Springsteen.
I don't know your people. White people
are going to be in our mentions.
You're from New Jersey, bro.
I'm not from that part of Jersey, bro. Red Man is the boss where I'm from. Whatchamacallit? To hang up on Berhalter, to not get picked for the World Cup squad, to be like, you know what? I'm not going to let that get the best of me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pull a Gio and leave him on red. I'm going to show up when asked. Comes out, and every time he's given an opportunity, he scores a goal.
Yeah.
He proves to you that maybe he's not the number one just yet. Maybe he's not doing enough to say this guy, you know, sort of belongs on this first team. But I believe that if Balogun, for some reason, is not up to par, is not up to, you know, what we need in that moment, if I put this guy in, he's going to put pressure on that back line. He's going to find opportunities to score, and he's going to at least shoot it on frame. And this is so impressive for me because it's so hard to come back from rejection. As comedians, we deal with rejection a lot. Sure. And it's hard for some people. Some people get out the business because of that. And this guy, push forward. I'm going to prove to you I'm better than that. Yeah. I'm going to prove to you got it wrong. Is that for me? Round of applause, Ricardo Pepe.
Okay, yeah, well put.
El Paso.
Call back to the Monday show.
Alexis just, just reiterating so he doesn't get the same comments that we got in the past. But remember about Brandon Vasquez, you also said he was from El Paso.
Yeah, and well, he's from
everybody
California.
Everybody from El Paso. So sorry, anyway.
It was in Dejas is who I was thinking.
Pico is from El Paso.
Yes.
Anyway, so... I thought Pepe definitely impressed the most. And does it start a debate of who should be the number nine?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think it's still Balogun. I think there's some controversy as to whether him and Greg Berhalter have
a little bit of a chat after he got subbed off.
I would be upset too. I'd want to stay out there. I'd want to play. Scored a goal, right? It looks good. Mm-hmm. I'd want to stay out there. I'd want to get a second half.
It's just like, it's not a good look. Like, every time we have these good players, Greg just can't seem to get along with them. Like,
nah.
I mean, maybe this is being way blown out of proportion, but
fake news.
false news. This is new.
Donald Trump can't sue us now, baby.
I'm trying to say it in a classier way. That is I don't.
That is poppycock.
You are speaking cap, young man. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, maybe I think this is a little overblown.
Yeah, because Yunus Musa seems happy.
Sure. Yeah, I think the
another impressive play.
It's a good problem to have two strikers that are playing well. But this is what I will say. I think Pepe, because he's clearly had more time with the national team, he, to me, has better chemistry with the rest of the team. He drops back. He builds up in play a little bit more than Balogun. They play differently. But and this is where I'll give credit to Balogun. Balogun is he's very good at holding up the ball, but holding up the ball in the midfield. Like, he can build plays, and he's physically stronger than I think than Pepe, in my opinion. And
or at least harder to get off the ball.
He can hold the ball up and be a part of the buildup and play almost like not a false nine necessarily, but like he
flows between almost being like a part of the buildup of the play to being the focal point of the play.
Yes,
where Pepe is the focal point of the play for me.
Right, and I think Pepe can. Pepe's a good passer in the buildup, and Balogun is better at holding up the ball in the buildup. That's really the only difference. It's small margins or whatever. Oh, they're different type of players.
I think Pepe's not as good at turning and taking on the player 1v1.
Right. I agree. So, but the ability to finish in the minimal amount of time that he is playing is pretty impressive. So, yeah. so good problem to have, but I still think Balogun is I think it just kind of shows with Ricardo Pepi when he left FC Dallas to go to Augsburg, and it was just such a terrible move.
It's a dumpster fire there.
Didn't work out at all, and then he goes to Groningen, and this is right before the World Cup, and then he starts to getting a little bit
balling enough that one of the best teams in that league was like, yo, we need to have this guy.
Now at PSV Eindhoven, I think he's gonna thrive. He has a little bit of trouble getting on the pitch.
De Jong is great.
Yeah. So, but I think we're seeing it right in his national team minutes where the confidence is clearly there. So look, I'm happy for him. I'm happy that the U.S. national team is doing well, and it always gives us an opportunity to we don't necessarily leave these international breaks feeling real chill, real happy.
No, especially as fall is starting to come back. Yeah, right? Talking about these international breaks makes me feel like the weather's starting to get cold.
We gave up no goals. We scored a bunch. And you know what? We still find something to complain about, but we have less to complain about than usual. So
yeah, it's kind of here's what I do. Like, first of all, fall, it's busy, right? Everyone's thinking about gifts, presents, bro. Christian's in here thinking like, what am I going to get for my child? What am I going to get for Alexis? The two most important people in my life. You know
my
what
two
I mean?
Children.
You know? Right? We both wearing diapers. That's what we have in common. Right? There's a lot to consider. It's a tough time. It makes me want to sit back and relax a little bit because I don't want to think about all the responsibilities I have during this time. So you know what I do? I sit back and I pop a nice cold Coors Light. In fact, why don't you hand me one from the fridge? Let's show these people what happens when you put it in the fridge, because you know I'm
what
tired.
What do you mean these people?
Yeah,
I should have. Damn, I missed opportunity.
People without Coors Light in their hands.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, right? Right, Miguel. well, they're gonna love this. Look at this. The beer can tells you on the beer can that it's cold. It's ready to drink because both these little mountains are blue, dog.
Okay.
What else are you waiting for?
Get on it. So
Coors, this is so cold.
So Coors Light is the one we choose. That felt kind of nice. When I need to
actually, yeah, it's quite nice.
When I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligan.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligan. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado!
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
All right, now we got to figure out what's going on with the New England Revolution, bro. Because
seems to be a mutiny in the Tampa Bay mutiny in the Revolution.
This is wild. So we spoke the other day about Bruce Arena resigning after the investigation, and
I believe the official talking point is insensitive
comments
and inappropriate and insensitive remarks.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what those remarks were.
I mean,
we
don't
know what they are.
Older dude.
We could all speculate, but we do not know.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes grandpa says things he doesn't
mean. Okay, grandpa, whatever you say.
He's from a different era.
so we don't know, but... So,
that term was respectful in his day. Maybe it's something like that.
So there was...
We don't know.
They had the interim head coach, Richie Williams.
Right?
And... So after the news of, when we spoke about it, New England Revolution gave up a goal to Minnesota where the goalkeeper got an assist.
Two games in a row. They let the other team equalize in the dying minutes.
And then as soon as that happened, they announced Bruce Arena's resignation.
Perfect timing.
And then everything kind of goes crazy after this because you think it's just going to be, all right, the interim coach is already there.
he's just gonna take over. But then we start learning that the players weren't happy with this decision because they also were kind of kept in the dark. They did not know what.
And this is the point: is we're all in the dark.
Yeah.
But the players,
they worked there very closely with the coach. Yeah.
I feel like they communicate with the coach quite a bit, so, and this becomes a big issue.
So this was shout out to Tom Boger and Pablo Maurer.
They've been doing some incredible reporting on this, and I think the confusing part is every few days another nugget is added, and it adds more confusion. None of this resolves it. So Eric Bogert said, "Why don't we,
Humphrey Bogert.
Why don't we put together a timeline so people can understand better?" And I'm not going to lie to you, it's not going to reveal, it's not going to add much more clarity, but at least it gives you the
timeline. This is on September 12th and 8:40 a.m. Meeting with players, President Brian Bilello and HR to ask questions about Bruce Arena's situation.
So this is an opportunity for the players to sit there with the president of the club and get some solid answers about what's happening with the Bruce Arena situation, who's currently, at this point now, under investigation and not with the team.
I believe this is, this is after the resignation.
Post-resignation? Yes. All of this happened after Bruce
Arena. So this is after
gone.
Resignation. We found out the same time the players did.
Exactly. Yep. So
they're like, oh, we're going to get answers. The president.
Boom.
And so let's go in this room. That's 8:40. 9:40, an hour later.
9:40 a.m. Unsatisfied with their time with Bilello, players requested and were granted time with the entire coaching staff.
They're like, you ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, so all hands on deck.
Let me get the rest of your mans out here. That's 9:40. We're now an hour deep. Players are upset. We need more people.
So 2 hours later, 11:40 a.m., players still unsatisfied with lack of information and Richie Williams, head coach. So they are not happy with the interim head coach.
Now they're like, yo, I'm not happy with the information and I don't like you.
Right? I don't like the man delivering
it
either.
So that's 3 hours in now.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a rough morning for the Revs. 12:30 p.m.
4 hours in.
12:30 p.m. Revs press conference with Richie Williams, originally scheduled for 12 p.m. starts. Carles Hill, who was supposed to be on, no longer can join. All right.
See, I'm not going up with my mans. I just told you an hour ago I don't like them.
Yeah. So clearly the there's issues in-house and people don't even want to be involved in this. So then sometime after the press conference.
So unknown hours later.
Yeah. Senior players meet with technical director Kurt Onofo about Richie Williams. Kurt Onofo, remember, was also the head coach for 100%. The LA Galaxy a couple years ago.
So now the tide has turned. The turrets are pointed at Richie Williams.
Yes.
Carles Hill doesn't want to do the press conference with him. Now, we need to meet with this dude's boss about him, which is never a good sign.
Also, the Revs are in second place in the Eastern Conference. Bro, it's a pretty good...
Calmly on their way into the playoffs.
They're doing well.
But imagine if all of us wanted to meet with Dan Levitard to talk about Mike. Mike, how would you feel? You'd be like, no, this is not good.
That would not be ideal. Not a good situation. Like,
we need everybody but that guy in this room.
Well, look, I have a lot to say about Mike Ryan Ruiz, so so this
would
be my opportunity.
This would be tough. That would be tough. You'd be like, what do you mean about me?
3:09 p.m., The Athletic reports on the day's events.
That's like 8 hours after the beginning of this day, dude.
Reports on the day's events. Players not trusting Richie Williams, his future being in doubt, and details of strife between Williams and assistant Shalry Joseph and Dave Vandenberg.
Which, by the way, Shalry Joseph, and I believe Dave did as well, but I know Shalry Joseph did, posted online a comment sort of, I don't know, I want to say defending. It wasn't defending,
just
but like
praising Bruce and
giving him a little
done.
Bit of his flowers and saying thank you for what you've done for me. Shalry Joseph, a legend. Charlie Davies said this morning, considers him the greatest Rev player
of
all
and
time.
I saw Charlie talking about this situation, and you could tell emotionally it's difficult for him. Obviously, he also another Rev's legend.
From the Boston area, associated with the club still. So it must have been difficult for him.
And then, so 7:45 p.m.
Damn near 12 hours.
This is all day.
England announced Clint,
I think it's Pay.
Pay takes over as new interim manager. Shalry Joseph and Vandenberg depart the club immediately. Williams' status to be determined. So this is wild.
So originally, I got an alert on my phone that said Richie Williams was no longer with the club. Then I got a new alert that says future unsure.
Right. So it looks like because we've parsed through some of these details,
Richie Williams was apparently the person who brought up the
allegedly brought up the incident
about Bruce, which is why. So it's sort of like someone coming to HR saying like, "Hey, this happened."
Right.
Then the refs can't fire him.
Right. Remember the stuff I told you about Mike, like that thing, right?
Like right, that. Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
you mean, you people?
You heard it. We got it on audio. No.
So it seems like the issue with Richie Williams in regards to the refs is we don't know what to do with him because he can't be the coach because the players don't want him, but we can't fire him because
he's the one who set the complaint in motion. Yeah.
So,
or allegedly set the complaint
in
motion.
And then another wrinkle to this very strange story, and I apologize because I don't have the person's name in front of me, but Taylor Twellman did retweet this person. I guess there's a reporter that covers the Revs, and he had tweeted out that he heard from he had sources that were saying that Bruce Arena made his coaching staff sign NDAs.
Right. This is unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed. And then Taylor Twellman retweets and said, this is 100% inaccurate. That's not true. And then Shalvey Joseph commented on that, saying that it's not true. He did not sign an NDA. So I just want to point
out.
We got to
get Shalvey Joseph on the show then. Yo, you could talk.
Bro, you didn't sign no NDA. Say what you want to say.
Yeah, say what you want to say. Yo, what better platform than
so
us?
I point that out to just show the ridiculousness of this whole situation.
And guess what? After all this, guess what? We still got no clue what's going on or what happened.
We have no idea.
We don't know.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Even after the show, I'm like, yo, Charlie, you could tell me.
Just between us, yo, boys. Right?
Look at me, Alexis NDA Guerreros. Okay. Say it. Say it right into my mouth, like how little kids try to tell you secrets.
Oh my god! So I hope. I mean, I guess. Look, honestly, the saddest part of all this is, I guess, just from my subjective opinion, it's like Shalvey Joseph. I'm like, yo, why?
My guy did nothing wrong.
My man did nothing wrong. What is going on?
Sorry, Vandenberg, bro. We don't know you.
We don't know you. Like, I'm
you're
sure
not
you're
my people.
Also, a very good guy.
And Shalvey, we don't know you either. But for some reason, people feel the same way. Like, yo, you did nothing wrong, bro.
It feels like one of those things. I'm like, why does everybody get like,
you know, like the guy in the movie who walks in on a crime and they're like, well, I guess we got to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
That's how Shalvey Joseph feels. You know what I mean? And you're like, I won't say nothing.
I don't want to do it, but you saw a little too
I know,
much.
Man.
We can't. I don't know.
I took the balaclava off to scratch my face, and now you know who I am.
I know you said you're not going to say anything, but I don't know you're not going to say anything.
I know. I can't confirm whether you will say you won't sign this NDA. I mean, nothing. You know?
So
your criminals should have NDAs.
This is going to hurt me as much as it hurts you.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. You can snitch and send me to jail, but I'm suing you in my commissary on night.
So shut
if this lawyer's listening, does an NDA work if you commit crimes? Can you make witnesses to your crime sign NDAs? Is that held up in court?
Okay, why you on Trump's defense team? Bro, because these are the questions you're going to be asking in
January 6th was a door. Yeah, it was hugs and kisses. Nah, fuck that
anyway.
Guy. Go to jail, you piece of shit.
So it's just an absolute mess. I don't know if this is going to affect the team in any real way. Obviously,
Well, this is a complete mess. Shalvey took a stray for no reason.
Yeah.
The players probably aren't happy, probably also like Shalvey.
Of course.
You know, this is a complete mess. And at the end of the day, it's not okay to say inappropriate things at work. I hate this idea of like, my sister said this. She's like, it's because of cancel culture. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You work in a corporate world. The same stuff you're upset. Imagine you said that at work. She's like, I'd be fired. I'm like, is that cancel culture or is that HR?
It's just accountability.
Yeah. You messed up. That's not counter culture. Cancel culture. Like, this to me feels like, of all the people, we should be listening to the players and the people who spoke out against what was said.
Yeah.
If somebody was offended or hurt, or, disrespected, that's important. These people need to be listened to. And then the players need to be listened to. Maybe you can't have Bruce back, but what would help you get into the playoffs? Play, not lose basically a year in your career.
Yeah.
What would help you outside of having Bruce back, who's already resigned and moved on? What would help you? That's what needs to happen now.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, they were straight up and just said, I mean, some of the reported quotes were like, we don't trust Richie with this team. So it's like, you know, that's a tough, you know, from any senior players, they say stuff like that. It's not going to work out. I'm honestly, the one thing I'm curious about that we, why haven't we heard from like the Crafts?
Also, what did he do to not pay people not trust?
I don't know.
What are you wearing, a wire?
But why haven't we heard? This is an MLS club and we don't even hear from the owners at all.
It's so weird.
Obviously, Robert Kraft is owner of the team, and then his son. What's his son's name?
I don't know his son's name.
That is kind of like the one who runs everything. Kraft Jr. Whatever.
Isn't that a small macaroni and cheese?
I think it's Jonathan.
Jonathan Dry. Okay, so look, yeah, it's a bit of a surprise. So to lose the head coach and then go through all this drama is absolutely insane. All right, let's move on. I want to get to this. I mentioned at the top of the show to all you freaks out there.
You know who you are.
Because
right now there's a freak dressed in a furry eagle costume. He's like, bro, I knew this podcast. You understood me. I feel
finally
seen.
It is speaking to me. But we gotta give a shout out to Miss Pamela Garcia who sending us this clip.
The homie, I gave her food recs when she came to New York.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
A fan of ours for a long time.
Following us for a long time. She's a LA Galaxy a supporter. She sent us this clip. It is a TikTok from Basic Training Pod. Basic Training Podcast, which is like, I guess, a relationship podcast. And
it looks like it's filmed at WTF.
It does. It looks like, yeah. So I'm going to play this. This is a little over a minute, and I'm going to play it.
And then we will
react to it because this is truly.
For the freaks. It's for the freaks. Most,
one of the most insane things. And so this is a relationship.
If you're watching, you already see the look on this man's face.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a relationship podcast, and somebody called in about relationship advice, and this is very relevant to soccer. So here goes.
So we're like having sex in a swimming position, but I hadn't seen his face yet. And I go to change positions, and as I do so, I notice that he has in his AirPods.
I thought it was going to be a different person.
I kind of ask him, like, what are you doing? And he proceeds to tell me that he is listening to, like, highlights from a soccer game from that day. And we do continue having sex, and he does not take out the AirPods. And I guess my question is, is this, like, too big of a red flag to overlook? All of my friends are saying that I can never see this man again, but I'm not convinced. So I would just love y'all's input on if having sex with AirPods on, listening to soccer highlights, is a red flag or not. Love you both. Thanks. Bye.
I love you, too.
Nothing could have prepared me for that. I am unwell.
Can I please react with you real quick?
Yes.
Salute this man, okay?
My hero.
Who said Americans aren't passionate about this sport?
Oh, we're not a footballing country? Huh?
Yo, okay. Sorry about that. That was my bad. I didn't think you would notice that.
Wow, dog.
Okay. Wow. Why are you talking about our business like that?
Wow.
When I'm just dedicated to the game.
And let me tell you something. My guy did not take the AirPods off. He's like, yo, why don't we just go back to doing what we're doing? Remember that good time you were having?
So this is obviously pretty insane. And there's a lot of insanity on everybody's part because first, look, having the AirPod on, listening to soccer. Look, the red flag to me is if you're going to be smashing with AirPods on, consuming soccer, you better be listening to the Cooligans podcast, bro.
It very well could have been, dude.
Could have been.
He might have just said soccer highlights because it's too hard to explain, like they're two comedians.
Look,
You know what I mean? It's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of eagle screeching going on.
You hear how freaky this show gets. I understand if you get a little horny, bro.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
I don't blame you. So that's the red flag in my mind. But then the other red flag is kind of wild, too. From the girl where she was like, where she said, my friends are telling me to, you know, get this man out of my life. And she goes, but I'm not convinced.
Well, you know why? It's because you're all thinking about it wrong. Okay? You're all thinking she's being disrespected because he's listening and watching soccer highlights, right? That's what you're thinking?
Yeah, everybody's thinking that, yeah.
Okay, well, here's why you're wrong. What this man is doing is trying to last longer.
Yes, everybody has their technique.
Okay, remember the old thing was think about baseball.
That was yeah.
We got technology now. You don't have to try to think about Derek Jeter's batting average anymore, Grandpa. Now you can put the AirPods in,
right,
and be like, "Oh, Vinicius Jr. was really good in that game."
Okay,
you could think of something else and be like, "Damn, Mbappe on the wing." Where would he play if he went to Real Madrid?
At that point, you've lasted an extra 45 minutes.
Right? And the whole time you're doing that, your back shots sound like this. You are hammering Shorty from behind.
You're doing your job.
And in order, the reason you want to last longer is so that the person you're with reaches their end goal faster.
Exactly.
Does fulfill their needs. Okay.
Yes, you want to see them play 90 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't want to get subbed off for a machine, you know?
But even when she said, my friends are telling me I need to get rid of this guy and I'm not convinced, I'm just like, bro, the AirPod ain't stopping this dude from absolutely crushing it.
Yeah, nah.
Okay, so because she's like, I know he's listening to, he's listening to soccer highlights. And yes, that could be a little bit unorthodox. I've never slept with someone who has done that.
Right.
But I'm out here on the moon because this man is absolutely clapping them cheeks right.
I'm being taken to extreme levels of enjoyment. Okay. You know, in fact, those young ladies you call your friends who are telling you to dump this man, you know what they're not doing? Climaxing. Then they jealous, bro.
That's it. Haters, bro. Yo,
they jealous because they're out there being like, when is this supposed to feel good? And the guy's like, you know, I'm not wearing AirPods. I can hear you.
You better tell your man, yo, put some AirPods on. Listen to some NPR.
Yo. And in fact, why don't you listen to the Cooligans right quick?
Get me off.
Bro, I'm trying to reach heights here.
So, I think
the girl that called in this pod is secretly an MLS sicko too. And that's why she's okay with it.
100%.
She's not that mad about it.
100%.
Okay, look.
She said soccer highlights, she said that because she knew the two people in the podcast wouldn't have understood if she said RSL versus TFC highlights.
Okay, well, you know what? The only thing this tells me that we need to open up the phone lines and have people like her be calling into our show.
We should.
Okay? Give us your soccer sex story.
In fact, if you're the dude from this bank session,
please find us.
I will give you my cell phone number. It's going to look a lot like Christian's cell phone number, but I will give you mine, and we need you to call in, my guy.
We need your side of the story, sir.
Yeah. In fact, if anyone listening can connect us with this man, I will send you personally
$100.
$100.
That's it.
We got a bounty.
It's official. Boom. $100.
$100 gift card.
If you can find us.
If you can connect us with this human being that was smashing and grabbing.
Have him
while
call
listening
in,
to the
please.
Sweet, sweet sounds of John Strong.
That's it. $100 in your pocket if you can connect us with that person. So please. That's it.
And I'm going to need proof. Okay. Don't just be like, yo, yeah, it was me, dude. So I swear. I had sex a lot.
We got to find this person. So look, I'm just happy people are having sex, bro. Okay,
bro.
That's it, bro.
Spread the love, bro.
Okay, that's
sex
it.
Sex positive podcast.
We got to have fun out there, bro. Okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. We went from smell my finger to smell my AirPods, bro. Technology move quick.
Gen Z, bro. Gen They're Z doing things like, a little different.
Every hole open, every idea is a good one,
bro. When you don't lose that AirPod, don't lose it. I don't want to do Find My and find it in a very strange place.
Look, I know where it is.
Worst Find My iPhone ever, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, when you hit the God. Play sound. Oh, where's that coming from?
Why does it sound like it's in a tunnel?
Yo.
Damn.
All right. That's where we'll end today, everybody. Thank you so much.
End.
Funny. We will finish the show.
Hey.
Just like this. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Another wild, ridiculous episode of The Cool Again.
That's all my freak.
A couple of just a quick note. I wanted to mention this.
While you say that, hit the subscribe button. Download this damn show, bro.
That's it. Download the show, please. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you want. And that's make sure you subscribe on YouTube and leave a comment on this video if you have not yet. But I want to mention this. We are going to tomorrow night, we will be in Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
Because we are going to be hosting, apologies for that being in the way there, but we are going to be hosting the third annual Supporters Belt Tournament. This is
so dope.
Charlotte FC fans.
Ally and Charlotte FC are putting this together. Charlotte FC supporters groups, they all play each other in a soccer tournament.
Yeah.
So look how much we've progressed the game. Instead of fighting each other, we're going to play a soccer tournament, and the winner gets an actual like belt.
Yeah,
bruh.
Like a WWE-type belt.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah, don't tell me. That's sick.
So it's going to be dope. So this is the third year they're doing it. It'll be tomorrow. I forgot the location. I don't have the location in front
of
me.
It's in the training ground.
That's right. It's in the training ground for Charlotte FC. But please hit us up. We're going to be tweeting about it and everything.
Look in the description. We'll have the address and all the information.
For sure.
But the event will be open to the public. It should be really, really dope.
Come hang out with us. Come hang out with
us. We're going to be making jokes, a lot of banter. We're going to be doing commentary.
Buddy, we're going to be riffing.
We're going to be riffing. It's going to be an absolute blast. So shout out to Charlotte FC and Ally for the invitation. We're excited to be there. So that's going to happen Friday, September 15th, 6 p.m. It'll be starting. And
in fact, we're going to be only in Charlotte for 24 hours. So if you're listening to this and you're in Charlotte, one, come hang out. Two, let us know what we should do after the event.
Yeah.
Is there something dope to do on a Friday night in Charlotte?
Okay. So that's the move. So everybody, so thank you again for tuning in. We'll see you in Charlotte on Friday if you're going to be there. And we'll be back on Monday. Obviously, The Cooling is every Monday and Thursday. Go download. Go subscribe. Do what
check
you
us out on
do.
The Roku channel.
Yeah, Roku. Welcome.
We
thank
out
you.
Here. DraftKings Network bodying everybody out
bro.
Here. So we'll see you on Monday, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.